The Warriors host the Minnesota Timberwolves on Thursday night in the second contest of a three-game homestand running through Saturday and coming off a win on Tuesday night at Oracle Arena, where Kevin Durant delivered a career-high 14 assists to go with 14 points, as Stephen Curry had a game-high 32 points in the 123-112 win over the New York Knicks. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
It was a really good offensive game. You know, we didn't get much traction defensively. I mean, they shot 52% for the game. And but we knew coming in they're a good offensive team. They're hard to guard. They run a lot of good stuff. But offensively, it was a great game. We had 40 assists, and we couldn't make a shot for the first quarter. So great ball movement and great job of handling the ball and not, you know, committing the silly turnovers that have hampered us the last few games.
When most of the time when Zaza's on the court, he looks around and he sees four All-Stars. When he has a game like he has tonight, you know, gets scoring a little bit, what does that do for the guys and what does he kind of mean for that unit?
Sorry, I'm a little rattled. I thought you were Jimmy Garoppolo for a second. So. Sorry. Right? What'd you say?
I was saying when Zaza looks around, he sees four All-Stars.
Yeah.
And when he has a game like he did tonight, yeah, you know, gets scoring a little bit, what does he do for that unit and how do the guys react?
Well, Zaza's such a good player for us. He's just smart. He sets great screens. You know, he gets to the right spots. And when you've got all those players around you who are so good offensively, you're going to have some openings. And, you know, he had a good offensive night, 13 points in only 14 minutes.
You had 33 points out of Zaza, David West, and Looney tonight. How much of that is just going after a center who's not known for his defense, and how much of it was what you guys were doing on offense?
You know, it was some of each. I mean, you know, everybody tries to attack certain ways, and, you know, we felt like we could do some damage in the high screen. We went to more of that tonight than we do normally, and but I thought all those guys played really well. David was tremendous, as usual. Looney came in, gave us good minutes as well, and Zaza was really good. So, you know, I think we're well-equipped at that position to kind of play a lot of different ways because we've got a lot of guys who do different things.
You guys are trailing 60-50 late in the second quarter, and then you guys just turned it on. What was the difference in your eyes?
We just made a couple stops, and it was just a matter of time before we were going to break through. I don't think there was ever any sense that we were in any trouble. It was just they were playing really well the whole half, and we couldn't get shots to go in. And so we finally had a little stretch where we made a couple stops.
Coach, Clay played the first 9 minutes of the first quarter and then sat for the beginning of the second. Was there something you were looking for in this game or just trying out for to?
Just trying to get Nick Young more consistent minutes. I think Nick has been really good lately. And I tried to sub him in, you know, at the 4 or 4.5 minute mark, and I think the clock went down to 3, and I just didn't want to only play him 3 minutes. And so we just stayed with him and changed the rotation a little bit.
Steve, Kevin obviously had 14 assists tonight, a career high. Do you think he's kind of an underrated passer? Do you think people kind of overlook his abilities as a facilitator because he's such a good scorer?
He's a great passer you know, moves so well without the ball. We had a couple of great possessions where he just pushed the ball in transition and then made a simple pass, and the ball started to hum, and it was moving around the perimeter. And he initiates a lot of that stuff for us. He's just got a great feel, and whatever is necessary on a given night, that's what he gives us.
And after Thursday's game against the Timberwolves, the Warriors wrap up this homestand here at Oracle Arena on Saturday night as the Boston Celtics visit. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.